trade.
You know how the quarters of it.
Can you hear me now, John?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear a normal guitar sound, relatively?
Let me turn down this bed.
Please do. And maybe turn up the. Give us the yellow mic. Yellow mic's good. Yeah, good, good. That's good. Okay, this is sans flanger. This is no flanger at all. I do have a flanger pedal up here, left by Amelia Berry of Polyester fame. Maybe you'll hear this flanger pedal on a Polyester recording sometime soon. What's that? What's that time-based modulation effect?
Is that you?
Can't guarantee the guitar's in tune, but...
Is that you, Led Zeppelin?
This is kind of instant Connor Moccasin territory. This is a Pearl flanger that we've got up here. What are the controls on a flanger? Generally are depth, manual, feedback, and speed. Speed and depth are pretty obvious. More depth, more flange, more speed. That's the quicker the modulation happens. It's pretty crazy. So what's actually happening here is back in the day, before there was a pedal that would affect this, they'd actually use two different spools of tape and then run one very close. It's like milliseconds after the other. And then what you do is you sort of change the speed of one of the tapes slowly, and that's how you start to get movement. Just on the early side of things, John, if you just open the old spots over there, mate, and a band called the Small Faces. This is big on like 60s recordings. They used to just chuck a flanger over a whole part of a song just to like sort of blow everyone's mind. And they do it really good here in a song, a classic tune called Ichiku Park. And about a third of the way through the track, it just busts out into like a tripped out sort of breakdown.
Are we starting from the start, or are we starting from where it's...
Starting from the start, mate.
I got...
Just go ahead and click that one up the top or whatever. Flanger!
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Where I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
They all come out to
Phone was ringing.
Yeah, it can get pretty weird with a flanger. What happened was in the 80s it got a bit overused with like heavy distortion sounds, so probably just shit like.
Is it quite popular today? Is it one of those things which has had a resurgence? Or
can on like the slippery stuff? You probably hear like Conor Moccasin using stuff like that with like an octave up effect. Just get that kind of liquid and Mac DeMarco sort of chorus and flange, very similar effects. Just the only thing that separates the two is the time between the two sounds getting manipulated between each other.
What's the difference between a flanger and a phaser?
A flanger and a phaser. Ooh, shit.
Is there any difference?
Yeah, big time. One is inverting a sound so that instead of changing sort of the how do I explain this actually?
Are they in the same family though?
Yeah, it's a modulation effect. Okay. Essentially, it changes things. So, but with a phaser, the two sounds are staying in the same place, but you're just reversing the phase of one of the sounds, so they compete against each other in a different way and get a different effect. Let me do this shitty ass hard rock scenario. Sucks.
You rock.
But to get an idea of that sound, we do actually have a Dinosaur Jr. song, I think, ready to go. Give you an idea of a distorted flanger sound. You'll hear it and you go, ah, fuck, I've heard that on a million bloody things from the 90s and whatnot. Now John plays the song.
Yeah, I love Dinosaur Jr.
To try you, it's always weirdness. Why you dig it much, much to fry you? The weirdness flows between us, and it won't get tell to see us. Freak scenes can't believe us, or can it just be cool and free us?
Sometimes I think I'll kill you. Just don't let me fuck up, will you? 'Cause when I need a friend, it's still you. What a mess.
Hopefully you heard old mate Maskus swanging a bit of flanger in those solos. It's good on guitar for making it cut through the mix. Also, you will hear it in other genres, perhaps on like vocals. It's in a few rap joints on the vocals. I couldn't find a decent example for you today, I'm sorry. John's got the Wikipedia, though, all about the flanger.
The go-to source for facts on the internet. So flanging is a time-based effects unit that occurs when two identical signals are mixed together, but with one signal time-delayed by a small, gradually changing amount, usually smaller than 20 milliseconds. This produces a swept comb filter effect. Peaks and notches are produced in the resultant frequency spectrum related to each other. In a linear harmonic series, varying the time delay causes these to sweep up and down the frequency spectrum. Interestingly, apparently Les Paul invented the technique in his garage studio.
He, doesn't surprise me, basically invented multi-track recording. So.
This is 1952, first used on a song called Mammy's Boogie. And then it actually wasn't really, it didn't really appear on anything else until 1959 when Tony Fisher recorded a song called The Big Hurt. And then all through the 60s, the Beatles are all over it.
Oh, the Beatles, yeah. That's basically because John Lennon was a bit lazy, so they had to double track the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of chorus, though.
70s, you got the Supremes, Bowie, ABBA.
Hmm. Big Hungry right now.
Taking it to the future.
The flanger, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be scared.
Ooh,
from beyond the grave.
That was Tools of the Trade.